Middle of Hilchos Shabbos, middle of Siman Shin Aleph, what are you allowed to go out with on Shabbos to the street or whatnot? Sif Lamed on page 164, Pei Beis and Mabeis. Says Mechaber, Mot Mutulatzis Bushas Rabbin, permitted to go out into the street, but Talis Savvat Savvat, with the Talis around the neck. Hagar says Ramo, Ava Bisham Inir Tzad Yimino, Ksif Hashal Smoil, even though he's putting the right side on the left shoulder. The Derech Lelov Shekach, he's asked the way to wear it, but Lehava Ila Lesnois, it's only for beauty, Bisharin is permitted, says Bishayis. Says Mishabura, Sif Kaftezbab. You're allowed to go with Talis, Savvat Savvat. Bains are Saisila Sibakain. This does not contradict the previous paragraph. In my view, because that's what we're talking about, then I'll pick it up, and then it's like caring. Because the Ma'ariv Medina says, to my country, but that's the custom that people go out like that during the weekday in their homes. They're permitted, even if it's folded up, like a shawl, and it's placed around the neck. That's how people wear it. Okay, ain't sudr. It's like a kerchief, shahitir, a shulchan aruch, like a mamasim, lamadalid. As we'll see later on, that says the Ma'ariv Medina's Shabbos. Ashkaz Bagla, this is the Dharma writes Abhulu. So Mekhaim Shaykh Lasaif Siv Khaftes. Actually, this comment belongs at the end of the previous Siv. It cannot, like we had mentioned before. Because like the Sharatina Iskavalamadvav says, because what khidish is it to permit in such a situation? It's more of a khidish to permit when he's not wrapped with it at all. Rather, it's placed like that on the shoulder around his neck, like the Mechaber says. Nobody's coming to say that it has to be Dafka in such a situation. You shouldn't have said Afapi, even so. To the contrary, it would say a limitation. Now, Abba Grom, Ashmish Mefarish, and the Vilna Gaon's comment, it sounds like he's explaining. Mashkaz B'Shochanach, this is that the Shochanach writes, Batal Shasaviv Had Saver, that the talus is around the neck. Haina Dar Shashnei Tzidi Elyon, that the two upper sides of the Mekubetz were gathered, Munach Svivat Saver, and they were placed around the neck. Abba Shalah, Hatachta and Shemachra, but the bottom part was behind the person. That was how Yemeshul Shalamata, that was lowered down to the bottom. That's what the Ramah concludes. No, that even he puts the right side on the left shoulder. Even that is permitted. So he is saying a chiddush for over here. From the derech lelov shekach, because that's normal how to wear like that. Well, it's nice, and it's and for an adornment. Which, as the Sharatin says, that is, I don't have to tell you, if he doesn't put the right side on the left shoulder, that's going to be permitted. Because even though he's gathering from above, around his neck, to the right side and to the left side, the talus, and it's placed on his shoulder. However, from behind him, the talus is lower down on his body. And if it's not considered like that, what's called the title of a marzav, like a gutter, that shape, that's burned the Gemara, that would be forbidden. Not like Rabbi Yehuda is burned the round that says that this is forbidden. But even if you place the right side and the left shoulder, it also would be permitted. That's our Tzavish from Teish over there. However, they explained that Dafka, when the one side of the right was placed on the left shoulder, then it's permitted. The Ma is sus regarding this, and Tzarchin, but specifically, like he's saying, only the right onto the left. But Akaponim says the Mishnah Berurah that Olafi Perusha Shech Din Zeh Gam B'Minazenu, according to the Vilna Gaon's comment, that would also be applicable in our country. That the Ma is the one that's saying the bigger chiddush that you let take the end and throw it over your other shoulder. Siv Lamed Aleph. If someone goes out cloaked in this talus, the kippel mikan become yodoi, and then he folds it over from either side in his hand, or in the shoulder. If this kavan lekabes kanafav, if his intention is to gather the ends, kadeshly kurdish that they don't tear, or kadeshly slacho they don't get dirty, also it's forbidden. Caring, but if he's gathering them to be beautified with that, it's like a style. Meaning on shemokam b'mabush, and the way people of that place wear it, then what is permitted? When do we say this? Talisa shalahem. Their talis, so yodia achas mirabas, where it was one like one curtain, one strip that was square. I'm a bushim didan, but our garments kishu lavash behem. When he's wearing them, might see other mitech. He takes his hand out from them. Mutalitvayis ktsasim yodai like biem. He's allowed to hold on to the edge of his hand to pick them up. Kedish leislachlu shula betit, so that the bottoms don't get dirty in the mud. Or kedish leikful lelachas, or that doesn't stop him from being able to walk. So if someone goes out cloaked in his talus and he folds it up from either side in his hand or on his shoulder, so he said, depends. If this the cabins can never pull, if his intention to gather it is so that they don't tear, they don't get dirty, then it's forbidden. That is that he took the two edges, that's from in front and behind, to the right side, and also the left side, and then he folds it, and he like lifts it over his hands or over his shoulder. And Mishmer has to explain. This is not so much a simchav test. Over there, culturally, that talis shel achrab, all the bottom of the talis that's behind him, is folded and placed on the shoulder. Which is not the case of a hid, the rakhik tzavis. Only the edges are folded and placed on the shoulder. But here it's only prohibited, but not a liability. It's less severe. And begam tal b'chabanas, it also depends on his intention. Jesharatin Eiskov Mem says, that's what it sounds like in the Besesiv, that according to the Rambam, there's a difference between the Taz Mekupelis to the case over here. If that's the case, because Lashon Rambam, you have to say, like we wrote, in the Taz, that sounds like that it's the same thing with what you would mention, that's what the Achrin asked him. Sivkot Kupyat Zayin. So the Mechaber said, oh, when do we say this? We said that if you're gathering to be in the snows, like the minigan shemakav b'moshin, that's mutis. So that's by their talisis, where there was one strip of cloth. But abul mabushim be done. But our garments, that's different. Tom, the reason is the kati nishol of etzma beged derech malbush. It still has on it an actual garment, the way it's being worn, even so, and therefore it's been. Mashma achrein, it sounds like an achreinim. Tav beged, even so, in lahokel one should not be leaning elba magbiik. It says only lifted up a little bit. I will only be a harbe, but not to lift it up a lot. We'll see them tachas azroya and to put it underneath the arm. The nazi commands then become like a gutter. That would be problematic. Sifkat kofiyot ches, and because when he's wearing it, the other mitoch and he takes his hand out from it, he's allowed to grab a hold of it. Mashba, it sounds like the sheinim moitzi other mitoch when he does not take his hand out from within, because he mentally kshal noshim, like this type of. This garment of the women, a shul mantel shel Ashkenazim, or this type of garment they like they would wear in by the Germans in shul, just like BM that you're not allowed to lift up. That's just like an overcoat. It's like just a big thing that you throw over yourself. That's not a way of a garment. But sim de lachme, not to be strange, it would be a harbe, rather to lift up a lot, but not a little bit. Meaning that the stringency would only be if you lift him a lot, but not if it's a little bit kiddush lach. That if you get dirty, because the time bishu, that like a throw, whatever it's called, that you lose, like it's just like a almost like a blanket that you throw on yourself. That's this type of thing, and then only that a lot would be problematic. Shar Tzinis Kavim Begum says that's a Mogi Ram comes out name of the Maril. That's how he agrees in the Sefer Shulchan Atishit. But the Taz is machmer even by our malbushim not to lift it up even a little bit in a place where there's no air, so that it doesn't get dirty. Not like the Pin of Shulchan Aruch, and they ask many questions. He asked many questions on the Shulchan Aruch, but all the Achrayim answer his questions, and they agree with the halacha of the Shulchan Aruch. So the difference is, I did not quote his halacha with Dina.
Be halacha, and the Masal Mutalutz of Rishus Ram, that you let it go into Rishus Ram with a talus around your neck. So look at Mishbur Siv Katan Kuf Tezvav. Well, we wrote a name Mogan Ram to Shabbos, which from Trubis Rashban, you see over there that he's talking about in the Medinas that, you know, that's the norm to go out like that. And that's written in our Shom and other Chayim. And Taz goes to discuss a new thing in Siv Lamed Dalad. According to the Rashi in the Torah, when you take a folded talus and you wrap it around the neck, that's permitted in old place, and he explains that in such a situation permitted with a kerchief that's folded on the shoulder later on. Sif Lamed Dalad, and such a situation the Shulchan Aruch permits over here regarding the talis, and that's better l'shitase from Sif Chaptes. But his reasoning, but the Achrayim don't quote his words on Meisen. It sounds like that they don't hold the Beschiluk. And he himself writes at the end of Sif Katan Chaf Dalad that the Rambam says it's forbidden also regarding this. And L'maisa, one has to be stringent like his words, and he backs out from what he writes in Sif Katan Yotes, and that you could be Semich L'Hakel, and the Ali Rabbah already points this out. And thereby he said, I did not quote his beer in this Sif. The mask of talis about saber, with a talis around his neck. Look at the Mogen Brum, that it sounds like that even by talis mitzvah. Look at Prim Burgon that he brings up the point that should be iser because of the tzitzis. That even if you say that it's derech levisha, but however you're not having tzitzis when in such a walking, because he's not covered with his body with the garment now, and the tzitzis should be a load. So you could say that the tzitzis is considered an ornament for the garment, and similar like at nighttime where you're allowed to go with it, even though you're not having the tzitzis, as the Mogen Brum writes in Siman Yud Gimel, and it's not so much a simple lamed ches where his opinion then. Is to complete them. Look over there in the Bemaskel of Pishamaniach that even though he puts the right side on the left shoulder, let's see. Look at the Mishpru Sibkotin Kup Tezvab, what I wrote in the name of the Vilna Goin, which he explains that the Ramah actually does belong over there. And the source of the words Ramah, according to his explanation, is from the words of Taisis. As you should know, that according to what is brought over there in Taisis, it's not permitted only when you place the one side of the right on the left shoulder, and that is the upper side that's in front of him. But when he puts both sides of the right on the left shoulder, well, that would be the gutter that's brought over there in the Gemara, which that would be forbidden. The Ramaskal If someone goes over to Mu'utav Betalisa and Kiplu Mekan Mekan Biyadu Al Ksiva, and he folds it on his arms or on his shoulders, look, he says, look at Mishabur, and the Vilna Gaon and his beard, it seems that he explains the word Shulchan Aruch, which is according to Lashon Rambam in a different way. That if you fold the bottoms and you lift it up and you hold it like that in your hand or on your shoulder, it becomes like a gutter from within, and the Rabban says it's forbidden to go out like that when you're not intending to beautify yourself with that, because it's not really the way of wearing so much, and that would be problematic. Some of the deer shoe number 83, to go out with your sleeves folded up. Tribizikas Meisher writes that since now there's no benefit in the wearing it more than when he went with it short, it's considered as a load and forbidden to go out like that to the streets. Another thing, Niskarelitz holds that even wearing the sleeves folded up, it's considered derech levisha and it's not considered as a masoi. So that's the question. If you're allowed to fold up your sleeves or not. There's number 84. Mishabur says it becomes like a marzer. What does that mean? So it's referring where it's written the Gemara Shabbos of Kufman Zayin, that you're not allowed to make a marzer on Shabbos, which is forbidden to fold a garment when it's long upwards. Now this Gemara is the source for the beginning of the words of Shulchan Aruch and the Sif, look at the Akra, and the Shulchan Aruch adds on that this Isser is not applicable only in their talises, which with without sleeves. However, in our garments with the sleeves, and you take your hands out from within it, you're allowed to make it like a marzer because it still remains on an etzem begel in derech malbush, and that's what the Mishabur said. There are, from those of the Achrayim, that their opinion is also in our garments. If you lift up the garment very much, then that's a problem about making like a garter in the Sharetzi, and adds on that sounds like a little from the word of Shulchan Aruch, and not to permit by our garment only just lifting it a little bit. The opinion of the Maril, which burned the Magen Abraham, that picking up a little bit is permitted in all garments. Mishbrul, they don't sipkat kopyut ches paskins that by mentlik or shulmantel permitted to lift up a little bit. Sarchin, if his intention is to be leaning only on these garments, because since even though that they don't have sleeves, however the tsura, the form is like a beged, or his opinion is to be leaning on old garments, like the opinion of the Maril, not like the Shulchan Aruch. It comes out that in our garments, according to everyone, it's permitted to lift up a little bit, but it's forbidden to lift up a lot, like the Pinna Achreinim, by Shulmantel, etc. According to Shulchan Aruch, it's forbidden to lift up even a little bit. Mishabur, however, passing is permitted, whereas by garments that are like are their talis, according to Shulchan Aruch, it's forbidden to lift up even a little bit, and according to Maril, it's permitted, and Sarchin, what the Pinna Mishabur is regarding this. Dish number 85, that Mishabur says that you don't have to be Machmer only if you lift up a lot. Now, if someone has a talis cut and it's very long, and he's folding the bottom into his pants, Mishabur's hose is permitted because that's the way to go with the talis cut. Now, to hold it in his hand, a little bit of his belt, Chaznish ruled not to do the Rosh Hashanah because of the problem about Haitza. Dish number 86 discussed regarding tzitzis being noi, and it's different and conscious regarding what Mishabur talks about, but in Simon Yud Gimel.